Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A22, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Ollie Cosell, a credentialed Pelicans reporter. Man, things can go south quickly. I don't know what's going on Airline Drive with the hamstrings. I don't know if they're using the wrong kind of floor wax and people are slipping. I don't know what it is, but it's been devastating. How you doing, Ollie?
I've been better, but I'll tell you what, the Pelicans are much worse. Right? Yeah. I mean, you just listed the injuries. It's ridiculous, the amount.
Tell for people that don't know, how bad are the injuries right now? Can you go through the list for us?
Yeah, sure. So they just received Trey Murphy. He returned, played his first game of the season against the Brooklyn Nets, so he's back. But the problem is, you're still missing six players, including the newest casualty, Jose Alvarado, who sustained a hamstring injury, and the thought is he'll miss 4 to 6 weeks. So that's almost the same boat that Zion Williamson is in, also a hamstring injury. People are thinking he's going to roughly miss about the same time. And then, of course, you've got Jordan Hawkins, who's out with a sore back. He's had a lot of back spasms before the Pelicans decided to give him about a 1 to 2 week break. And that just began, so he's likely out for at least another week. DeJounte Murray broke his hand in that open seasoning game against the Bulls. He's been out, and he's going to stay out probably for another 3 to 4 weeks. And then Herb Jones and C.J. McCollum, you're hoping to get back probably the soonest. They sustained injuries during that first week of the season. It looks like their returns are back, should be around, I would say, about a week, week and a half away. So the Pelicans will get some guys back, but again, Tommy, they've already dug themselves such a hole, right? Lost 8 of their last 9 games, and now the difficult part of the schedule is coming, right? It was easier previously. Now, I don't know how they're going to get through this.
So let's talk about, you know, because I get texts from people, whether it's a tax plan, whether this, they think because this, then therefore, then that's not always the way it worked. They call it the post-hoc ergo propter hoc fallacy. I don't want to get too deep into that, but why comparing the Pelicans to other NBA teams, do the Pelicans have a lot more hamstring injuries than other teams do?
Well, this season, certainly, right? It seems like every year there's a team or two that really gets eradicated, right? Their roster with injuries. And so far, it looks like it's the Pelicans. And I've heard various theories on this. A lot of people want to first point, right, the finger at the actual medical staff. But look, New Orleans has undergone a lot of changes over the last 3 or 4 years, and Gail Benson has sunk in a lot of money to revamp that entire section. And you've got now people in positions where you used to not have any, right? If you go back to the days of Dell Demps, where it's just a handful of personnel or so. Now, this staff rivals what some of the league's best franchises and their medical staffs have. So you can't really point the finger there, like I said. I think what I'm hearing from and talking to former players is the fact that the Pelicans had such a soft preseason. They only played 3 exhibition games, and a lot of players didn't even play the full 3. So you're coming into a season where you're not going to be at optimal game shape. And then all of a sudden you're going to be playing 4 games per week in addition to practices. Like I said, that seems to be the most prevalent idea because the Dallas Mavericks, Tommy, suffered something similar a couple of years ago. They missed close to 170 games. They also only played 3 preseason games. So I think there's some credence to that side.
People, you know, are texting in saying that they're saving Zion, that he could play. They're just kind of keeping him quiet to save him for later on in the season. But would they not be playing him if he was healthy?
They would be. Yeah, I'm not buying any of that. Being close to the team, I've heard that he actually did feel something right before about last week. And coming off the Indiana Pacers game, right, everybody didn't expect for this to happen. He came in the next day. Again, nothing was said. But then right before the following game, I think it was against the Hawks, He mentioned the medical staff when he entered the building. And since then, yeah, his hamstrings have been problematic. And it shouldn't be a surprise, right? I mean, this is a player who's had hamstring issues going all the way back to college, but specifically the last 2 years.
Is it always the same one, Ollie, or is it both legs?
It's both hamstrings now are giving him problems. And look, Tommy, all you got to do is see there's a guy that's playing well, carrying a lot more weight than any other NBA player. And if he's not in pristine shape, right, doing everything he can to avoid injuries, well, chances are he's more likely to sustain a soft tissue injury than somebody else.
So how big of a hole are the Pelicans in right now?
Yeah, it's not looking good. I mean, if they were in the Eastern Conference, they'd be fine, right? There's just really two clear runaway teams that are playing really well. But in the West, the first top 10 teams are all over 500, and Pelicans are sitting 3-8, and they're kind of headed for a season start that reminds you of Willie Green when he first took over the team. The team got off to, what was it, a 3-16 start. And even though they made the play-in tournament in the playoffs, they entered the play-in tournament 10 games under 500. Everybody's thinking that, first, that's not likely to happen again because teams are just better, right? The parity's better across the board. So you're going to have to finish with a better regular season just to make the play-in tournament. And second of all, is it even worth it, right? It's a deep draft. Pelicans have their own draft pick, plus a Milwaukee first-round pick. So they could conceivably grab two lottery picks in the upcoming draft that's considered to be one of the best in the last 10 years. So there's that thought.
So give me who's likely to return first? What is the progression of players returning likely to look like?
Yeah, so I think everybody's expecting C.J. McCollum probably to return first, and then Jordan Hawkins maybe shortly thereafter. So we're looking about a week, week and a half. So miss another, say, 3 or 4 games for both of those players. And then Herb Jones is going to be right behind them. But after that, DeJounte Murray, Jose Alvarado, Zion Williamson, they're probably all still going to be out for at least a month.
Bright spot to go out on?
Bright spot is the fact that the Pelicans drafted well at the last draft, and they found themselves, I think, their future center, Eve Missy. He hasn't been consistent, but this last game set a career high in points, rebounds, and you saw how he can basically impact the game. Rim running, defending the rim, something they haven't had, something that you need in today's game. And he's only 20 years old. He's going to grow and become much better at everything. Right? But he's already shown the elite footwork, ability to even guard, you know, small guards when needed. So he's going to fit right in this modern-style NBA and be basically the type of center Pelicans haven't seen since, I want to say, Tyson Chandler.
And with all this talk of Brandon Ingram before the season, he's the one that's playing.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Isn't that funny how that works? Mm. But I'll tell you what, he needs help. If there's one thing we've learned, Tommy, he's not a true number one. So when other teams send double teams at him, he can't score. He suddenly disappears, and that's what's happened. Three of these winnable games of late, the Nets, Hawks, Portland Trailblazers, he had fantastic first halves. Then he starts sending double teams in the second half. He was quiet, and the Pelicans lost all three of those games.
Thank you, Ollie. Appreciate your time. Ollie Cosell, credentialed Pelicans reporter. We'll take a break. Talk to Jeff Nowak, Saints sideline reporter, about the Saints' resurrection. Right now, time for WWL First News.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.